I told you a bit earlier on, we're going to be having a conversation around single parenting during the festive season, because that also can have its own challenges. And we want to make sure that we cover everyone and all the dynamics as possible, just to help one another, hold each other's hands, share ideas with one another on some of the things that we can implement and do that might make our holiday season all the more better. And joining me on the line to chat about this is Daniel Mokoena. Good afternoon, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Sinclair, and good afternoon to the listeners of Impact FM. It's a blessing to be here.
It's so funny how I'm calling you Dan like we are friends from Fantuka. I just made myself comfortable.
It's the December spirit.
Daniel, yeah. Before we get into the topic of the day, you know, one of the things that I suppose even for some of my listeners, when I announced we're going to be talking about single parenting during the festive season, they probably, and I too, would have expected to be speaking to a single mom rather than a single dad, because that is what is more common. But clearly, you know, you are the single parent and you are the dad. Tell me a little bit about yourself, as well as, I suppose, your own circumstances around being a single parent.
Yes, thank you so much, Zintle. As you rightly said, I'm Daniel Mokoena. I'm born and bred in Johannesburg. Spent some time in England.
Yeah.
As a young man, you know, I was able to get to understand the importance of parenting, mainly from my upbringing. I come from a separated family, and I have always looked up to my father. I've always looked up to my mother. So I never really noticed their absenteeism or absenteeism in my life. As a result, I wanted to emulate that kind of lifestyle as a new father. So basically, I am a trained drama therapist. And most of the time, I work with the children from the primary to the high school levels. And some of these children come from also divided families. Some have their parents. So what really inspired me as a person, as a young person growing up in Johannesburg, was really to look into, to take life by its horns and to see as a person, as an activist, as a therapist, how can I have an impact? How can I make an impact and perhaps become an inspiration, a role model to other young people who perhaps grow up without their fathers or without their parents, whichever way. So really that is what my upbringing was on about. It was all about emulating what my parents, even though they were not in the same home, they've just given me the love and nurtured me and they've guided me all the way until I am the father to a 13-year-old. As we speak, I am a single parent, but really my son does not even notice that single parenting, because we try so much hard for us to not expose them to our pains, particularly, you know, our childhood upbringing, but to really just share more wisdom with the child. And that's where we are today.
Sure. That's an inspirational story on its own. And I really commend you for that. I suppose as you're speaking, I'm hearing that you understand the importance of being in the picture of your child's life, even as a dad, right? Because sometimes I think people leave it to the mothers to say, you raise the child and. But, you know, this time is also holiday time, and it can come with a lot of challenges where the dynamic is exactly that the parents don't live under one home. And there are fathers maybe, or even mothers who are crying during this time, were hoping they'd spend the holidays with their children, but they are denied access to their children. What would you say to that dad and that mom that, you know, is dealing with that heartache of, I was hoping I could see my child during the holiday, but the other party's making it difficult, or I'm denied access to the child? What would be your word of encouragement to somebody that's finding themselves in that kind of situation?
Look, Zinhle, I think as Christians, the first sanctuary that we go to is prayer. Yeah. You know, we might try and look into this worldly systems that involves the courts and the social workers and so on and so on. But really, I think fundamentally we need to look up to God for strength and for wisdom. Because what it is that I found myself in the same situation a couple of years ago after my separation with my partner.
Yeah.
And I had tried all avenues, and I can tell you now, all avenues, including even writing letters to the ministers, you know, to that extent. And nothing really happened up until I said to myself, God, I'm just going to give everything to you. I surrender everything to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll be surprised when you do that, Zinhle, that you begin to attract the same energy, well, that will now open you to other avenues that you are not even, you know, looking at. For instance, I'm now part of the That's in the Picture. We're in an organization that advocates for fathers to be present in their children's lives. So I'm saying, I'm encouraging fathers or mothers who might be out there probably experiencing the same pain that had gone through to really put their faith in God. And in due time, God will begin to put people in place that will guide you, that will hold your hand and be able to one day have a story, because all of these adversities that we go through, they are not there to pull us down, but they are there to give us a story that we can tell for future generations.
Yeah.
So I will say to such parents, just hang in there, but prayer is the most effective tool that you can use in this time, because also as Christians, we believe that Christmas and the festive season is time for family. And I think, you know, when it comes to children, children are a gift from God. We would want to spend time with the children and give the children the love and the emotional connection and the nurturing, as opposed to what the expectations, the world expectation might be in terms of that father cannot afford now, or that mother cannot afford, so I'm not going to take that child there because they won't have the resources and so on and so on. But what is important is for us as fathers to connect with our children, to bond with our children emotionally, but ultimately to give, to surrender our children to God.
Yeah, that is a powerful one. And you're touching on so many points there. I think you and I need another sit down conversation about other topics around this issue. But for now then, let's get to, you know, what we are mainly supposed to be chatting about today. And those are the tips for single parents during the festive season. What are some of your tips that you would share for parents who know that it's just them and their children during this festive season? And there's a lot that goes on. What are your tips for them today?
Cynthia, I'll tell you, it's all about love. It's all about being present with the child's life. We live a very fast-paced lifestyle, especially in big cities like Johannesburg. You know, we spend the rest of the year working and trying to make ends meet. However, when it comes to the school holidays and so on, we think it's all about spending money with his children and taking them out into excursions. And, you know, economically, some parents are not having the financial resources, you know, to be able to, you know, do all these things for their children. So I would say spend time with your child or your children, understanding what their needs are, understanding how they are coping when you are not there. Perhaps throughout the year, you are not, you know, with them in the same home. So just spend time with them. A simple thing as just taking a walk in the park, isn't it? You know, it does not cost any money, you know, but you'll be surprised how much of that process is so therapeutic to you and also the child, because you'll be able to, you know, talk about things that you don't normally talk about telephonically, because perhaps, you know, because of the geographical barriers.
Yeah.
But now that you are with your child now, I would encourage parents not to really look into, do I now have to buy Christmas clothes? You know, if I don't buy Christmas clothes, which means this child or this children are not going to, you know, appreciate me the way other parents have been appreciated. It's not about that. It's about connecting with your children emotionally. It's about being present. It's about listening to them, you know, and not exposing your children to things that might direct them from the right path, path of God, you know. So you'd find that in most cases, parents or adults in this festive season, they want to hang out with their friends, their cousins, their families, and there will be, you know, alcohol and all those things. Let us not expose our children into such things, because we want our children to become the future leaders of this world. So, you know, the most important thing is those simple things, such as just, you know, sitting under the tree, having an authentic conversation, you know. You would be surprised how much that on itself can, you know, bring the bond and the nurturing, you know, that, you know, we are expected as parents to do for our children, you know.
Yeah.
These children are a gift from God, and in most cases, we don't listen to them. All we do, we just hand them over to the gadgets, you know. We give them the iPads, you know, and say, no, this is your present, this is your friend, your new friend. Handling them, you know, we should introduce them to the word of God. I think this is also the most important thing, is to just, you know, reflect on the word of God and what does the word of God say in terms of parenting, in terms of, you know, listening and all of that. So that would be the tip that I can give to parents out there.
Oh, Daniel, absolutely incredible. I took away so many words from what you just said. Love, being present, spending time, speaking and understanding, connecting emotionally, listening to the kids, take a walk, teach them the ways of the Lord. And those are all the wonderful things. And it's funny that none of these things actually cost any money, but these things are so important in laying that foundation and building those memories that your children will forever cherish. Daniel, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for taking the time. For those who might want to follow you on social media, are you on any platforms and what are your handles there?
Thank you, Sinclair. My son, Lisedi, and I have just started a YouTube podcast. So you can find us on YouTube. We go by the name of Johannesburg Culture. We're also available on, as Death in the Picture, the organization. We are available on Facebook. It's Death in the Picture on Facebook. Also on Instagram, Death in the Picture. We also have a WhatsApp group. So if you are a parent or a dad particularly, and you want to connect with other like-minded dads out there, please reach out on the on those platforms that I've just mentioned. And then we can be able to add you into our WhatsApp group, and we'll be able to connect with you going forward.
Thank you, Daniel. You guys are doing incredible work. It was lovely chatting to you. Enjoy the holidays.
Thank you so much, Sinclair, and God bless you and your listeners.